WAMW News, news you want, people you know. With news on the WAMW Local News Podcast, I'm Jake Foster at the Dutch Pantry, Deli and Bakery Newsroom. The Daviess County Health Department released the latest COVID-19 update. 5 more cases of the virus have been confirmed since Monday. The total case count since last year now stands at 2,886. No additional deaths have been reported, so that number remains at 99. Over 11,900 residents have been tested to date. Daviess County remains in blue status and is currently showing a 7-day positivity rate of 1%. There has been an increase in cases throughout the state. Martin County was in yellow status but has since returned to blue status. Knox County has now shifted back to yellow status as well. Pike, Gibson, and DuBois remain in the blue. The Daviess County Council continued discussions on the Westgate bond at yesterday's meeting. The council came to a final decision that it would be in the best interest of the county to pay off the bond early. The bond, which totaled over $1.3 million, has been discussed much over the past few months. Paying off the bond early will save the county around $300,000. The council also approved the $30,000 request from the health department for ongoing clinic expenses. The money will come from CARES Act dollars. Daviess County Health Nurse Kathy Sullender said the demand for the vaccine has dropped off and that most of the people coming into the health department are only there for their second shot. She also noted that roughly 20% of Daviess County has been vaccinated, with most of those individuals being 60 and older. First Choice Solutions, formerly the Pregnancy Care Center, has moved into their new building. Yolanda Taylor says First Choice Solutions provides a wide array of services.
Right now we're still doing pregnancy tests and ultrasound, but we're looking to expand to STI testing and treatment for men and women and abortion pill reversal, which is not an abortion but gives a mom a second chance if she has taken the first pill for RU486. We can give her a chance to reverse that and have a healthy baby and healthy pregnancy.
In addition to Daviess County, the care center also serves surrounding counties including Martin, Knox, Pike, and DuBois. The organization is hosting a fundraiser this weekend. Taylor says there will be lots of things to enjoy.
We have 3 praise bands that are going to be there to play music from noon to 4. We have balloon artists, demonstration by the fire and police departments. We have baskets to raffle off. Alvis Music is actually bringing a guitar. We're going to raffle off Scoops ice cream, all kinds of games and prizes, hot dogs and hamburgers that we're grilling out, and kettle corn will be for sale.
The fundraiser will be held outside the new facility this Saturday at 714 West Walnut Street in Washington. It will be held from noon to 4. The Indiana Department of Transportation held an open house last night to address some road projects in Petersburg. Officials say the main project is a reconstruction of a mile section of State Road 61. Project manager Kent Davis says the section of the road is essentially being rebuilt.
The whole asphalt, everything will come out. We'll redo the subgrade. We'll redo all the drainage work through town, new sidewalks, new curbs. So it'll be a very nice project once we have it completed.
Officials also discussed a paving project on State Road 56. In addition to a drainage correction project on 56, project officials spent roughly 2 hours answering the public's questions about how these projects will impact their properties. The Pike County School Corporation's request for a flexibility waiver has been approved. There have now been some changes to the Pike County school schedule through the end of the year. The April 23rd flex day will now be a student day off. There will be no e-learning assignments or remote learning. The last student day will be Wednesday, May 26th. This is one day earlier than originally scheduled. For any questions, please reach out to the Pike County School Corporation at 812-354-8731. Local agencies are celebrating National Public Safety Telecommuters Week. This week-long event is a time to celebrate and thank those who dedicate their lives to serving the public. The Washington Police Department said dispatchers should be thanked this week and every other week of the year for all their hard work and dedication to the community. The DuBois County Sheriff's Department recently said that these unseen everyday heroes are always there to answer the call. Area agencies are inviting the public to thank and recognize all dispatchers this week. And legislators have backed off a plan to do away with gun permits in Indiana. Eric Berman reports.
Instead of requiring a license to carry a gun, the House voted to have state police create a list of people who aren't allowed to carry one. Senate President Pro Tem Rod Bray says that was a stumbling block for some senators, and the bill didn't get a hearing.
There's people that have problems with that as a list or a database that they don't really think the government needs more of. The other piece of it is there's federal law that we cannot change, of course, that prohibits or prevents some of that information from being put together.
Senate Republicans are moving to abolish the fee for a lifetime gun permit. The fee's already been abolished for 5-year licenses. Eric Berman, Network Indiana.
Are you looking for a job? Dollar General says it will hire 20,000 workers across the country this year. It's part of the company's expansion during the pandemic, as they will open more than 1,000 new stores, including in Indiana. They'll be hiring full-time and part-time employees in stores and distribution centers, as well as truck drivers. Davies County Arrest Report. 30-year-old Brandon Oldham of Washington was arrested on Wednesday and charged with possession of meth and driving while suspended with a prior. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. Bond was set at $2,500. 45-year-old James Hoffman of Washington was arrested on Wednesday on a warrant for sexual battery and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $2,500 bond. Obituaries. Lily Stradley passed away at her home in Texas on May 3, 2020. A memorial service is planned for 11 a.m. today at St. John's Episcopal Church in Vincennes. Lily Stradley was 72. Mark Butch Westfall passed away on April 7th. A Butch celebration will be held at a later date. Butch Westfall was 68. And that's news here on WAMW.